A dense gray fog was rolling down from the mountains. As they watched, the fog hid the sea cliff where their treehouse had landed. Within moments, the fog had completely covered the green hills. Then it swept over the windless waters of the cove. "Oh dear," said Kathleen, "the cloak of the old gray ghost is upon us."
"The cloak of the old gray ghost?" asked Annie.
"Aye, that's what we Selkies call a very thick fog," said Kathleen.
"And that's a line in Merlin's rhyme," said Annie. "Dive neath the cloak of the old gray ghost."
Jack breathed a sigh of relief. Gray ghost wasn't a ghost at all. It was just another name for fog.
"So I guess we just go ashore and look for the sword under the fog somewhere," he said.
"The rhyme says we dive," said Teddy. "So perhaps we do not go ashore at all."
"Oh, right," said Jack. "Does that mean we get to turn back into seals?"
Shivering in the cold fog, he was eager to slip back into his warm, protective seal body.
"I fear we cannot all be seals," Kathleen said. "For how could we grasp a heavy sword with our flippers?"
"You and Teddy be the seals, then, and look for the sword," said Annie. "Jack and I can swim down and grab it after you show us where it is."
Jack was about to say he'd rather be a seal, but before he could speak, Teddy piped up.
"Excellent plan," he said.
"Indeed," said Kathleen.
"Your friends are very brave."
She turned and smiled warmly at Jack.
Sure, no problem," he said. "Let us make haste," said Teddy.
Hidden by the fog, he and Kathleen pulled their sealskins back on. A moment later, Jack heard Teddy call out,
"Farewell, friends."
Then Kathleen spoke her Selkie spell. Her words were followed by two splashes.
"What do we do now?" Jack asked.
"We wait for them to find the sword," said Annie.
"I hope they hurry," said Jack, shivering.
"Me too," said Annie.
They listened for the barking of the seals. They listened and listened.
"I wonder what time it is," said Annie.
"Impossible to tell," said Jack.
"They'd better..."
"Shh," said Jack.
He heard a faint seal bark, then another and another. But in the thick fog, he couldn't tell where the barks were coming from.
"Where are they?" he said.
"I think they're over there," said Annie.
Splash!
Annie had jumped in. Jack couldn't see her in the fog.
"Annie, where are you?" he shouted.
"Here,"
Annie yelled through the ghostly mist.
"Come on!"
Jack put his glasses down on the rocks. Then he slowly lowered himself into the water. As he started after Annie, his human body felt thin and frail compared to his powerful seal body. He couldn't swim nearly as fast. He couldn't hold his breath underwater for nearly as long, and he was freezing cold. The seal barks grew louder and louder.
"Barr! Barr!"
Jack didn't see their two friends until he nearly bumped into them. Teddy and Kathleen were swimming in a tight circle, barking excitedly.
"Did you find the sword?" Annie shouted at them. "Is it here?"
The seals barked and dove under the water. Jack and Annie took deep breaths and followed. The seals swam quickly to the sandy bottom of the cove. They circled a shimmering object sticking out of the sand.
It was the golden handle of a sword.